Isaiah 30. For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. But you were unwilling, and you said, no, we will flee upon horses. Therefore you shall flee away, and we will ride upon swift steeds. Therefore your pursuers shall be swift. 1,000 shall flee at the threat of one. At the threat of 5 you shall flee till you are left like a flagstaff on the top of a mountain, like a signal on a hill. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Like birthdays and wedding anniversaries, the close of a year tends to be a time when we reflect on where we've been and how things have gone for us in the preceding year, and sometimes further back. Such a tendency is encouraged at this time of year by the media's listing of the top or bottom 10 in seemingly endless categories. One of the failings of our culture is a tendency toward incredible narcissism. That is certainly a sin to be avoided. It's all too easily to focus pathologically on oneself. Nonetheless, at least some introspection is a good thing. It's easy as one goes from day to day and week to week to become so occupied with the challenges and needs of the moment that one loses sight of the bigger picture. Truly important things often get sidelined by immediate, urgent, but ultimately insignificant ones. Not a few New Year's resolutions result from such introspection. When you recognize that you've fallen short of your goals, that you failed to behave the way you once had planned, that you haven't met those standards that you set for yourself, it's natural that you recommit to do better and try harder. When it comes to your relationships with family and colleagues and neighbors, that's probably a very good thing. Our text this evening from Isaiah 30 suggests it's not a good thing in at least one area, though. There is a time when committing to do better and try harder is precisely the wrong thing to do. A time when the proper thing is to be still and know that the Lord is God. Our text comes in the context of the kingdom of Judah facing threats from foreign enemies. Their impulse was to do something, to flee from the enemy, or to make alliances, seeking strength in numbers. The problem is that such actions weren't part of God's plan. Indeed, they were precisely what he had told them not to do. In returning and in rest, you shall be saved, he promised. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. What God had said to his people was, don't just do something, sit there. Sit there, and I will save you. As we heard, they chose not to listen to him. Rather than trust him to keep his promises, they decided to take matters into their own hands, decided to flee. They figured that was their best hope. That if they had any chance at all, it was in flight. But in doing so, they sealed their fate. You want to flee? The Lord asked. Okay. But then you're going to get chased. And in the end, you'll have what you sought to avoid. You'll be left like a flagstaff on the top of a mountain, like a signal on a hill. You'll be all alone, completely defenseless. So what does this word of the Lord through Isaiah have to say to us tonight on the brink of a new year? As you look at the year now all but past, you will find no lack of evidence that you've fallen short, that you haven't measured up. And not just to your own standards, but more importantly, to God's. Now, if that somehow is not the case, please do as Luther instructs. First, put your hand inside your shirt. Touch your body to see if you still have flesh and blood. And when you find that you do, then believe what the scriptures say of it in Galatians 6 and Romans 7. Second, look around yourself to see if you're still in the world. And remember that, as the scriptures say in John 15 and 16, and in 1 John 2 and 6, there will be no lack of sin or trouble as long as you remain in the world. And third, recognize that the devil with his lying and murdering is around you day and night, as the scriptures picture him in John 8 and 16, and 1 Peter 6, Ephesians 6, and 2 Timothy 2. Do these three things, and you'll quickly see the sorry truth, and have more than enough reason to repent and turn to God for help. But don't see your shortcomings and failures and sins and resolve to pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. Resolve to do better and try harder. That's a recipe for failure and despair. Instead, turn to your Savior. Return to Him in repentance and rest quietly in His saving arms in the coming year. Rest as you recall His words spoken with the water, and know that He has made you His own. Listen again and again to His consoling voice and absolution, "I forgive you all your sins." Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly through personal and family devotions, reading the scripture and singing the songs of faith. Take encouragement from others as you meet together with them in your Father's house to receive His gifts. Come to be fed at His supper, where He nourishes you with His body and blood for the forgiveness of all your sins, where He sustains and strengthens you in faith in Him, and where He enables you to live in love toward others, where He gladly receives you and forgives you again after you've failed again. This is the returning to the Lord and rest in Him, in which you are saved. Saved by what He does. It is in the quietness of receiving and trust in His promises that you have strength. Not in your activity or resolutions or promises, no matter how high or noble. The Lord has raised a flagstaff on the top of a mountain for you, a signal on a hill in which you are assured of peace and rest. For Jesus was raised there on a cross, alone, so that you need never be. He declared, "It is finished," guaranteeing that there's nothing left that you need to do. You are secure in His nail-pierced hands, not just today,
But each day of the new year, each day of your life, your greatest strength is quiet trust in Him, relying on all that He has promised, all that He has accomplished for you. Salvation is yours as you rest in Him. He's done everything. You are safe. You are secure. You are saved in Him. As you heard earlier from Romans, nothing in all creation will be able to separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus, your Lord. To be sure, there's a lot of bad stuff in the world. Fightings and fears within, without. Evil and wickedness abound. And they may well touch you in the coming year. As St. Paul quotes from Psalm 44, "For the Lord's sake, we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered." Nevertheless, it's still triumphantly true that when the devil and the world have done their worst, nothing in all creation will be able to separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus, your Lord. God bless you to rest securely in Him, in quiet trust, tonight and throughout the coming year. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting. Amen.